Tonight's shir Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. Simen Yud Aleph, Dinei Chutei Hatzitzis, the halachas of the strings we use for tzitzis. Sif Aleph. Hachutin Sarich Sheyu Tevuyin Lishmo. The strings that we hang on the garment must be spun L'shem the mitzvah, Lishmo. The Ramah adds, V'yesh Machmir Nafilu L'naftzon Lishmo, and some are strict that not only should it be spun Lishmo, but it should be carded Lishmo. The not spun, Menapis is one of the Lamatas Malochas. You take the wool after it's shorn and cleaned, and you basically comb it out with a special type of comb. It's not a regular comb like you use for hair. It's called a card. And you card it, I think it's both a noun and a verb. And you card it, and it basically untangles the fibers. So that after they're untangled, you can spin them into threads. So there are those who machmir that should be also done lishma. V'haminig lahakel b'nipitz. The minig is to be lenient with niputz, that we don't worry about the carding, we just worry about the spinning. Sheyoymar, the machaber continues, you should say, b'tchilas hativi, when you begin to spin, shu oisekein l'shem tzitzis. This is being done for the sake of tzitzis. Or sheyomar le'isha, he instructs a woman who spins. Spinning wool is the domain of women. This is what we talk about in Eishes Chayil. Yad Chashach b'kishor, polach, these are all women's jobs. They would sit there and spin the wool into threads. So you instruct the lady, tevi li tzitzis l'talis. Spin for me strings of tzitzis for the talis. And if they were spun and they were not spun l'shma, it's takaposel, it's no good.
So we have the same considerations with tzitzis as we do with matzahs, have it done by machine?
There's a whole discussion on this side, sure, hang on. Let's take a look, start with Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Al, Hachutin. Lashon HaRambam, the language of the Rambam. Hamoitzei chutei tzitzis bashuk, if you were to find tzitzis strings in the market, afilu pesukim u'shazurim, they're cut and twisted, they look just like tzitzis should look, pesulim, that's no good. The Torah inish lasos chutin ke'ein tzitzis, because people will make strings that look like tzitzis. V'im kein shem lo naso shem tzitzis, and maybe they were not made for the sake of the mitzvah. The Magen Mishnah disagrees. With the Kesef Mishnah Kosev, the Kesef Mishnah also writes the Rambam b'tshuva chazav b'achach that the Rambam changed his position in a letter afterwards. Ad kan l'shon Magen Avraham. This is what the Magen Avraham writes. V'agrob be'yurav simin shen alef kosev that din hu im a Rambam kosher kosev b'shoyn ein sham. The Vilna Gaon says it could be the Rambam changed his mind, but the psak is like the way he wrote the first time in the sefer that you can't just go to a store in the market and find strings and assume that they're made l'shma. You can't just buy strings hoping that they're done l'shma. Sifkan beis tevuyin l'shma, they must be spun l'shem mitzvah. Hu d'var Torah. This is midiraisa. The Chassidus says in pasuk gedilim tas eloch l'shem chovach. You should make these strings for the sake of the obligation of tzitzis. Sifkan gimel l'hakel b'niputz. There are those who are strict that the wool before it's spun should be carded l'shem mitzvah. And the minig is not to worry about it. The madich siv taseloch, when it says gedilim taseloch, haynu mi tevia ve'elech. That's from the time you spin it and on. Sha'oz hi ikra siyas gedilim. That's the main point of making the strings is when you start spinning them. Va'ayin beprisha b'shem aralmi prag. If you look in the prisha, he quotes the maralmi prag. Shemaskim delechat chila yesh lahachmir l'napes lishma. That he holds the chatchila one should be strict, and in fact have the wool carded l'shem mitzvah tzitzis in addition to having it spun and so on, and not to be lenient like the Ramah states. As far as shearing the wool, the notes bring that we saw Salanto as medaktik, that he held even the shearing should be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and the Shturmbach and Shuvah Zanhaga says that maybe there's a Malin Chassidus v'mikra din en l'hachmer afilu chatchila. We don't find that in the Kadmoinim such a thing to worry about shearing the wool, that's called Tasa L'cha from the shearing. But as far as carding, even though the Ramah concludes the minig is to be mekel, he brings Yesh Machmirim, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maral, who said, Chatchila Yesh L'hachmir. Typically, when you go to the store and buy tzitzis, you buy a garment with the strings attached, it's Tavu L'shmo. It's spun, l'shem the mitzvah, it's put on the beggar, l'shem the mitzvah, but that's it. It's not carded l'shma, and that's a standard. If you buy strings that you're going to put on yourself, the same thing. However, I did discover that there is a market for tzitzis that are menupas lishma. You have to ask for it, and again, it may not be out on the regular counter, and they have it in the back, and you've got to pay a premium for it. But zayzok prisha b'shem aral lahalocha totally not necessary. Minig lahakel benipots, the minig is not to worry about it, but there is such a chumra, and there is it is out there.
L'chatchila is like kind of like a funny term over here, but I guess that's.
This lost the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
Again, he seems to be
starting the Mishnah. Like mitzvah
min hamuvchar. Yesh lahachma. Okay. Se'if katan dalet. Sheyoymar b'tchilas hativut. So you should say at the beginning of the spinning that you're doing it lishma. Mishnah Berurah b'feirush. You should say it out explicitly. Lo b'machshobam, not just to think it. If it works to think lishma without saying lishma, this is a shayla that goes on throughout the Mishnah Berurah. This inyan of machshava versus dibur. So we always say that it's important to actually spell it out. The person should say
that was just to concretize your machshava.
It's a shayla. It's a shayla. If the machshava alone is enough. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues betchilas sivkaon hey. You should say it sheyoymar betchilas. You say at the beginning of the spinning that I'm doing it lishma. V'day b'zeh afil yom achar. Once you start, it's one day. It's good enough even for the next day. The stam asu lishma koy, because we assume you're continuing the lishma. The kala oisa das v'shana oisa. You continue based on how you started. Unless you're going to specifically say I'm not doing it lishma. So the Ber Halacha has a note, a small note. He says like this: Kol shkenim yomer. The best thing is if you say shekol hativiya sheyatave yeh l'shem tzitzis. Whatever I'm going to spin should be l'shem the mitzvah tzitzis. The mevadim mahani v'lo tzvichin slo tam kol oisas v'shanah. So he's coming on. I said I'm doing l'shem tzitzis, and I said nothing else. So we assume whatever you do is al das v'shanah. Even tomorrow when you pick up where you left off. But if you said straight out, whatever I'm going to do is l'shem the mitzvah tzitzis, then you're covered. You don't have to come on to.
Say once.
Well, you know, if you're spinning all year, usually you spin in batches. But it's like the same thing when you put the strings on the tzitzis and the spinning shmo too. So you do want everything I'm doing is the mitzvah tzitzis, and that's it. You don't continue after that. You're done. Sivka involved the spinning hativu should be the same tzitzis. Fim tova ma'at or achach amar. Let's say they started without saying anything. And then they chop, and they say, oh, I'm doing this Lishma. Lo mahani l'mashin nitfikva. It doesn't help for what they spun already. This is a shayla. Can you say, the end proves my intent from before? But if you started with the thought of the Lishma, but you didn't say it, and then I begin, and I realize, oh, I better say it, and then I speak it out, nearly the ish that side the hakel b'zai. I think in this case you could be leaning to svek sveka. It's a svek sveka because you have one suffix. Maybe I never have to speak it on the first place, and even if I do, I have sofa tchiyachat chilaso. So amela, that's good enough. The next case of the mechaber is when he instructs a woman to spin the strings. The shmosiv katan zayin shiyoma the isha. But so let me to say, b'tchilas hatfiyah levad. When they start spinning, he says one time. He says, make sure you're spinning the shem mitzvah. For who adin, the same is true. Imaisha ba'atzma omeres shehi toiv l'shem tzitzis to mahani. If she says I'm spinning for the mitzvah, that's good enough. V'gam ne'emenes l'kach she'amar, and she's trusted when she says that she said that. Masha enkin ba'ovid gilulim v'cheres shoyte v'kodesh in them, as opposed to a non-Jew or a cheres shoyte or katan, they're not trusted to say afterwards, oh, we did it l'shma. Mumer l'teyov when she matriach l'asosis b'vigdo. You have a mumer who is not a lahachistic. He's a mummer because it's easier for him. And he doesn't bother making tzitzis for his own clothing. Mutalitvos, we can hire him to be one to spin the wool into tzitzis strings. Umehemen kish amash talashma. We trust him when he says, I did it lishma. V'koshkein imu ovirak al shara averos l'tayavon. And especially if he wears tzitzis but does other averos l'tayavon. Al mummer lahachis, but a mummer who goes out of his way to go against the Torah, apikurisu l'chol tarakula, he is rejecting the entirety of Torah. So when he works to spin the wool for tzitzis, we don't say he's doing it for the mitzvah. We say he's doing it because he wants some money and he doesn't care about the mitzvah. And mimeila, his tzitzis are no good.
Even if he says it?
No, trust him. We don't trust him. Have no trust. So when they have the tzitzis manufacturers, they have Erlich Eden doing it. The spinning is done by Erlich Eden.
And if a guy does it lishma, it's good.
Oh, that's halacha base. So let's take a look at Sif Beis. Let's take a look at Sif Beis. Here right now he says if the guy does it,
we don't.
No ne'amonis.
No ne'amonis. No.
He's not ne'amon to say that he did it lishma.
Okay.
A lady's ne'amon to say she did it lishma, right, but a guy is not. Now, Sif Beis, and then we get into machines. Sif Beis, Tivon Nochri. A non-Jew is spinning the thread, and the Yid is standing over him and telling him, "Do it." The Rambam holds it's no good. The Rosh says it is good. The Ramah says, "V'no hagin sheyaseyeh so ma'at." The minig is the Yid does a little bit.
And
that's good enough. The tzrich and shazira. In addition, the strings that you spin have to be twisted around each other. V'shir shazur lishma. That also has to be done lishma. So let's begin the mishnah verse of Karn Ches. Oved gedudim, a non-Jew who spins utvias chereshot v'katan. What about the spinning of the chereshot v'katan? In mahani kishi yisrael gadol omer agabam. What about them? Why only a Nachri? What about a child, a Shaita, a Cherish, and a Yisrael, a Godol, standing over them? Umalam the Masas Lishma is telling them and teaching Dulishma. I am besimin tof samech, bes Yosef, shesh plukta bezedes and machloikis, but I am bearloch, shabian haskomas achron bezed, and the bearloch, we get into the conclusion of the achron. So if katan tes, I made al gaboy. So you have a Yid overseeing the goy spinning. This only works, the Be'er Loch explains, when the spinning is a short period of time. But if it takes a long time to spin, then it would seem that even the Rosh would agree, it doesn't help to start off the goy and telling him, I instruct you to do this Ishma. If it takes a few minutes, that first instruction works. If it takes a long time, one instruction in the beginning is not going to do it. The especially if he began and he stops, takes a break, and he comes back and goes some more. The Everyone agrees, even the Rosh agrees, that he's working for himself. At that point, he's not doing it for the mitzvah, and it'll be possible what he does after his break. Sivka and Yud Pasul. According to the Rambam, it's always Pasul. Severely, the Rambam holds David Gulul Madaita Danashi of it. The guy does it for his own purposes. He's not paying attention to the Yid who says, do it Lishma, and he rolls his eyes and does it for his own panos. He doesn't care about Lishma. So the Rambam says it's never good. Sivka and Yanaf Laharosh Kosh, the Rosh says, no, it's good. When there is no Yid to do the spinning Lishma, Yeshisma Hazel will have to rely on the Rosh. But if it's not just the chak, you should not rely on the rosh. The Vilna Gaon says Tosfos and the Mordechai also hold like the Rambam. So it's not just the Sfaradish Poskim, the Tosfos and the Mordechai also hold that way. So the Ramah says there's a minig, the Yid should participate a little bit. The cause of the rosh. Again, this works according to the rosh. According to the Rambam, it's not going to help. The Achronim say that this minig that the Yid should help is like the best way to do it. Al-Bedyevet kosher afila below siyo klal rosh, but l'mayis of the rosh holds his kosher even if he didn't help at all. Kivin she yeso oymin al-gabo, m'lamdei l'asos l'shma, since the Yid is standing there and telling him, do it l'shma. V'im ena yeso oymin al-gabo l'tzavo yeson, if the Yid is not standing over there telling him instructions, lo mahani yasu l'kam, then helping in the beginning is irrelevant, doesn't help. The kaim l'masiyah v'mamish, we hold the haloch m'siyah is, there's no mamish to that, doesn't help. Sivkan Yugimel Utsrichin, in addition, you have to twist the threads together. This is not going on the goy spinning. This is going on the halacha of the strings of tzitzis in general. It doesn't help, like the Rambam, if the goy spun the tzitzis, it doesn't help that afterwards a Yid twists them around each other l'shma. This is dam halacha. You need shezira l'shma. Sifkan yudal shezira hainu. What's shezira? Sheyichbeleim achra hatzviyah l'shnaim v'yishuzeim. They should, after the spinning, you double up the strands of threads and then you twist them into one. Vim kafal klachut l'shmon shezor gamkein leslombo. If you go ahead and double them again into eight and twist them, non-issue. Why do you have to do shazira? It says in Pasuk you should make tzitzis. Does that mean just the strings that way they are? That teaches us b'tavui v'shazur. Perish kein mishkan. The same way in the mishkan, the havi shazur, it was various threads that were spun, twisted around each other. Inami the stam pasil hi shazur. Maybe it's an understanding that the word pasil implies shazur. Any of tcheles, so that's by tcheles. Love me. How about the strings that aren't tcheles? Amitur ten tcheles ten lo tresses do both. Give tcheles and loven. Ma tcheles tavi v'shazur. Af loven tavi v'shazur. Just say tcheles should be spun and twisted, so too the white strings, the non-tcheles, should be twisted, spun and twisted. I bear aloha, look and bear aloha. The way the Mishnah Berurah is describing it, there is a minimum of shazira, which would be two strands around each other. And he says, this law, should you want to do eight, less lumbar. In the Ber Halacha, he writes from the Malbim, the Yesh Oimim, to the mitzvah in a muvchot tov shekol chut kaf l'shmona. The mitzvah is that every string should be eight. So if you were to take a string of tzitzis, you know, these are easy to see because they're so thick, you take a string of tzitzis, each one of these is eight strings. Each one of these eight strings, twist around, if you unraveled it, you'd see eight strands, at least you're supposed to. And kimat, all the tzitzis we buy today, even if they're thinner, they says on it, kafel shmoina, and that's what it means, that there's eight strands in each string, twisted shazur around each other. And that's, he brings the mitzvah minimum. From Pashat Aloch, you don't see you have to have kafel shmona. But the Mal brings that, it's a mitzvah minimum. Sivkan tezvav l'shmon, dimitiviyah ve'elech huakol b'cha asiyah, the kalat tzarech l'shmon. The shazir has to be the shma, because as soon as you do the spinning, from spinning onward, it all has to be the shma. V'kaz ha'magen avram, the af b'diyev, ma'akim lo ha'shazir l'shma, the magen avram writes even b'diyevet, if it's not twisted l'shma, it's possible, v'chem asher b'yagron, that's the implication of the Vilna Gaon. Now there are those who are leaning b'di'evid without shazira. We write not to rely on that. L'maisa, if they just did shazira without any specific thought, we would be lenient. Because once the spinning is a shma, and whenever you do, we're based on the original malacha, so we say it carries over. So, as far as the requirement of l'shma, we do find this concept that if a non-Jew is doing the spinning and a yid is omen al-gabov and instructs him to do it l'shma, that the Rosh says that is sufficient. So the notes have this question, what about tevia ayde mechayna? What about a machine doing the spinning? And it quotes the Chazon Ish that if the person starts it off, turns on the motor, lishma, even though everything else has nothing to do with the person who turned on the switch, you could call it stama lishma. And he brings this from the Achiezer, Shem Tshuvas Ches Lavrom, and there are those who are mekel, there are those who are machmir, but there's definitely an opinion that holds that once you start it off lishma, so that's okay. Then he brings near the end that the Or LeZion writes that the Tzvi Adem Echon is not called lishma. And even if you say I'm doing it, the Shema doesn't help, because the Maisa every second is a new Achia, new Asiya, it's Achsiya Chadasha, so it doesn't help that the first minute was the Shema. And it says, even according to the Chazon Ish, one should not matir, except by a Mechayna, by a machine that does eat one thread at a time. But a machine that, as soon as it finishes one thread, goes right on to the next, it doesn't help more than the first thread, and every other thread is possible. So Mamela, there's definitely a mile of getting avodas yad. I'm not so sure you have to be makbid for your children, for a little tiny tzitzis, for the 3-year-old, the 4-year-old, the 5-year-old. I'm not so sure how easy it is to get, if you bought them already made, avodas yad. Could be you can get it. I'm assuming if there's a market, but I'm not so concerned about avodas with a machine for children. especially they go through tzitzis all the time. It's whatever. It's hard for them to keep the tzitzis clean and kosher and not ripped. But when a person's older, zikr is something that is worth spending a little extra for. Again, it's all a matter of money. The avodas yada costs more than the machine, obviously, because you're paying for a person to do it. Kind of like machine matzahs and hand matzahs. This would be a high expense.
Is it the same set of issues as for matzahs, or are there other considerations?
It's a very similar concept. Very similar. But I think when a person's an adult, it's kedai to spend a little more for avodas yada.